from KQED.
The case of Prop 8 shows that voters don't always have the last word on ballot measures. But after California overwhelmingly approved Proposition 36 3 weeks ago, its effect on some three-strikes inmates is already being felt. The measure reformed California's three-strikes law, requiring that in most cases, the third strike has to be for serious or violent felonies. It also allows some inmates serving 25 to life for a nonviolent, non-serious crime to get their sentences reduced. And already, two inmates have won freedom after their sentences were reduced. Kenneth Corley never thought he'd get out after being sentenced on a third strike in 1996. He pled guilty on four drug-related charges. But Friday morning in San Diego, Corley was free after having his sentence reduced.
It's been a long time, you know, sitting up in them cells during that time. And I just feel that I'm going to be a better person now. You know, I can't let the people down. You know, they did me some justice of freeing me out of that prison, and I'm not going to let them down. And I'm not going to let myself down. And I want to tell the guys that are coming after me, you know, the voters are the ones that made it possible for you guys to get some relief on your sentences. So when you get out, make sure you stay out and don't let those people down.
That's former Three Strikes inmate Kenneth Corley speaking in San Diego Friday morning. Reporter Michael Montgomery is following the story for KQED and California Watch, and he joins us now. And Michael, you know, given how slowly the system often works, it's kind of surprising that someone's already out of prison. It's less than a month after the passage of Prop 36. How did it happen so quickly?
Well, in the case of Kenneth Corley, who's been in prison since 1996, his petition was actually already in the works before the vote. And you had a number of cases over the last few years where you had law schools and students working on these cases. Some of them were, in fact, initiated by district attorneys. So you had DAs and defense attorneys working in tandem, and they were able to convince the judge to sign off on the petition. However, it's clear that now that the voters have weighed in, we're seeing a much faster pace with some of these applications, and I think we're going to see a lot more people being released in the coming months.
And give us a sense going forward, what's the process? How many inmates are we talking about that could potentially be eligible for early release, and what happens next in the coming months for them?
Right. The Department of Corrections estimates about 2,900 inmates might be eligible. These are people who are serving life terms for nonviolent, non-serious crimes. However, each of these inmates will have to put together a petition. It will have to go to the county where the inmate, where the offender was convicted, and a judge will have to review that. If the judge determines they are eligible under Proposition 36, then it will be up to the district attorney to challenge that case if they believe that the inmate will continue to pose a risk to society.
And what about people who are working, advocates who are working, in many cases pro bono, on behalf of these inmates? What are they saying? How are they preparing?
I think the process up till now for some of these cases of men who have gotten out of prison, they've been fairly agreeable. I mean, the DAs have signed off on these. I think what a lot of folks are expecting is the process is going to become more contentious. That is, that some of these cases will be challenged by DAs, and we will see these sort of evidentiary hearings and what have you. Not every case is just going to go, you know, through right away. We spoke to Mike Romano, who's the Stanford law professor who's sort of spearheaded Proposition 36 and whose students are involved in many of these cases, sort of fanning out around the state, going into the prisons to find cases of inmates who might be eligible.
We are not expecting that the district attorney is going to roll over. We are prepared. We are loading for bear. Their life is on the line. This is really their last best chance of getting out of prison, reuniting with their family, being able to put their lives back together. If they lose at a Prop 36 hearing, their life sentence is reinstated, and it's very difficult to imagine a way that they will get out of prison.
And Michael Montgomery, not all DAs supported Prop 36. Quite the contrary, most opposed it. Now that it is the law, how are they reacting? What are they saying?
We spoke with a lot of DAs both before the vote and since then. And I think the primary concern is they feel that the process, the measure, doesn't take a full enough look at the criminal's entire record. And yes, perhaps the third strike was nonviolent. non-serious, but they're concerned of situations where you might have someone who's convicted of armed robbery, say, as a first strike or a second strike. That person could be eligible for release under Proposition 36, and a number of DAs, including Carl Adams, who's the head of the California District Attorneys Association, are concerned about people they deem dangerous possibly being released onto the streets before their full sentence is served.
If you're going to release people from prison as a group, you want to choose the people who are going to have the least impact on the community. You're not going to take a group of people who all have serious, violent, criminal, felony histories, regardless of why they're in prison right now. They've all been to prison twice before. Those are the people we build prisons for.
And finally, Michael, when these guys, and they're mostly men, I assume, get out of prison, what happens then? I mean, it's hard enough when the economy is doing well. Right now, the economy's still struggling. They've been behind bars a long time. What's being done once they get out to help them stay out?
Well, there is work going on. For example, Mike Romano and his team of students at Stanford Law School are working with public defenders' offices, are working with the families of these inmates to try to create a sort of transition plan to provide housing, jobs, and what have you, because it is important. A lot of these people have drug addiction issues, and they're going to need to get support to ensure that they won't reoffend.
All right. Michael Montgomery, he's covering the passage of Prop 36 and now its implementation for KQED and California Watch. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott.